welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, who is scrambling to get his headphones on. Katie Lamb,
hello.
Who is always ready.
Ready to
is
go.
Is she, though?
Always. Yeah, she is.
Is she ready when it's a team bonding session at an escape room? I mean, let's just bring it up. I mean, everyone's talking
where
about
it. Where were you today?
Hello.
So for those people that don't know, just set it up quickly. We had a team building day morning.
At Escape in North Bridge. Very good.
Planned was months there. In advance.
That's right. It was planned a long time ago. It was in our diary.
Months, years even.
Producer Joel was there. We had our breakfast team there. We had sales
everyone.
Girls.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone
was there.
In fact, part
everyone
of the was there. Content team
that good.
Is part of the bolts
yes.
and the grinding and all that. I know
that it's culture.
It's culture grinding.
Culture's grinding.
Yeah, I don't know what that
and
was.
And I called
but
Katie on the
part
way.
Of it, Katie.
Yep.
What happened, Embers?
I said, well, Lamb Dog, I said, what is this thing we're doing today? And she goes, what are you talking about? And I said, the escape room. She goes,
no, this is not how the conversation went.
She goes, listen, I'm not feeling too well today. I'm in bed at the moment. I have spoken to Tim and I can't make it, but I'll just ring him again just to reinforce that I am
and then,
sick.
And then you heard something in the background. It was this weird noise, wasn't it? It was like a woof, woof, woof.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, can you pass me a doggy bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it was, that's your third set. Third set of deadlifts.
Are you sure you didn't hear this?
Three sets. Yeah.
I was on the Monday morning froth.
A
little bit of the bubble air.
But I'm really glad that you're able to make it this afternoon as well.
Out of your deathbed
thank
today.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Coming to work with you guys, it's that's what drives me. It's what motivates me.
Yeah, yeah.
A team bonding exercise
it's what fills
in an escape room.
Up the bank account.
No.
And the escape room's almost like what Katie Lamb's like when this podcast opener is finished recording. She just escapes the room faster than anyone.
Literally. I know. That's what I was saying. I do an escape room every day with you from Monday to Friday.
Scarborough Beach Road. What are you talking about? I'm already out of here.
Yeah.
Quick one. Pointy pineapples.
Pointy pineapples.
Good. And today on the show.
That's the best one yet.
I know. We all did it all at once,
yeah,
which was good.
Really
it was
good.
Nice. That's very rare for everything else.
We're bonding like we're in an escape room.
Yeah. Oh. See?
Anyway. When did the baby ruin the vibe? Also, when did you say she'll be right? Now, it's she'll be right calls.
Very
we
good.
Had some belters today.
Very good.
Yes. We figured something out, I think, that men as a species are just the dumbest things that exist on this planet. I've cut half.
We're hard. Wow,
no, but so many of those that you heard, I didn't want to go to the doctor because I thought it'll be all right. That's the same sort of person. I'm like, if I don't have to go to the doctor, I won't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't think the doctor's such an effort.
I think when you've stabbed yourself with a giant knife, it might be time to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Though.
I do agree.
A shark, maybe. That's
an option
to go
do
to.
Do agree.
Yeah, go and see the doc.
Also, we give a lot of love for, feels like the 900th time in the space of 3 months, to Harley Reid. Because let's be honest.
He can play.
He's a bit good.
He's special.
He's a bit special.
He's good.
He's amazing.
Incredible. Yeah. It was an amazing performance from him. So a lot of love for him coming up in the podcast, which kicks off...
Right now.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Floriette in a Loo Wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
Back-to-back wins for the West Coast Eagles, but fair to say... it was only about one man on Saturday night.
Centre towards the goal square. Harley's there. Can he grab it? He can! Harley takes a ride! And he's got it in the goal square. And he does. Slots it straight through. Gives it a big fist pump. The crowd goes mad.
10 seconds left. Only West Coast can score from here. It's deep in their forward line. Reed's got it. Oh, he's taken high.
Oh, Harley. Reed's going to have a shot after the siren.
He comes in. He's missed.
No. Absolutely nailed it, never doubt Harley Reid. They pile on top of him.
Witherden just tries to place it at the top of the square.
Oh! Hallelujah! He's flying!
Harley Reid coming in the orange boots.
The printing press is going to run out of ink. Harley's gone mad, he's kicked free.
I have not heard a roar at Optus Stadium like that since 2018.
We were all there, weren't we? So I was at the game as well. And I swear to God, every single time even Harley just went near the ball, everyone was like, yeah!
He's given West Coast so Eagles good. Supporters hope again. He's given the club hope. There is a heartbeat. And on Sunday morning, so yesterday, I went down the beach and I saw Nat Fyfe down there. He was having a stretch and was with his dog. And I had a chat to Fyfe about Harley Reid. And what Fyfe said was that, you know, when kids come into the system, obviously they, you know, want to get out there and play. But his confidence for a young 18 turned 19 during the week, his confidence to be able to believe that he can actually play at a really high level is an absolute credit to him. So he pushes forward now. He takes marks, which is something
he's
that
hard.
Young
kids like
just
a hard
don't do.
Yeah.
And he just wills himself into the contest. So he's an absolute star. I got a phone call from Cuzzy about 8:15 this morning. And I said, hello. And he goes, Embers, can we talk about Harley Reid? And I said, let's go for it. We spoke for about 35 minutes. Now, we're talking about Ben Cousins, right?
Yeah, one of
who
the
is
greatest.
One of the greatest players to play for the West Coast Eagles. And he was so in awe of this guy that he just wanted to talk about him. And it's, you know, it's got not just obviously West Coast supporters talking about him, but he's got some of the greats. I spoke to Juddy today. And again, you know, I've not seen a player that's doing things like Harley Reid since Chris Judd.
Yeah, wow.
And you know, Chris Judd's a massive fan as well. So
I'm so
huge.
Relieved though, because there was just so much expectation and so much pressure put on this young kid who's come over to WA, and now he's exceeding people's expectations, and I feel so relieved for him, you know, because I think it's amazing what he's doing now for the Eagles. It's making people excited again.
So all first round draft picks now get a minimum 3-year contract. So it used to be 2 years, now it's 3 years. So I was driving into the game on the weekend and I heard Tom Atkinson interviewing Don Pike, and he asked a question to Don Pike about whether West Coast could get another year on his contract after round six. Didn't know anything about this clause, but essentially the Eagles can give Harley Reid now a 1-year contract extension.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yep.
There's a lot of talk right now about what Harley Reid is worth. Mm. And I have heard from clubs, from people that I know who have spoken to some of the clubs just to get a ballpark figure of what he's worth. There are clubs in Melbourne could potentially offer Harley Reid a 10-year contract at $2 million a year, a $20 million contract. That's how much this kid is
my Lord.
Or could be worth. It is an enormous amount of money for someone that's played six games.
Oh, my God. Imagine just being, he's 19 years
I'm
old.
I'm not a big fan of massive long contracts, but it'd be really hard not to. If he said to the West Coast right now, listen, I'm here for life, you're going to have to pay more. I don't know how much, but like close to $2 million a year.
And I reckon like Eagles wouldn't they? This is the best person that's come through footy and is going to do big things
for the Eagles.
Have you
seen a crowd like that at a derby for a long time?
Complete
I know there's Freo supporters, like, you know, been up and about, but West Coast supporters, and maybe they were optimistic going into this game. I was boyish about West Coast. I really thought they were, you know, a chance. Maybe I was speaking with my heart a bit more, but I pumped the Eagles up all week, and to be able to go and watch that and see what he delivered, and of course there's other players as well that played really well. They were consistent, but as a group right now, they're believing that maybe they can continue to win some games. They've won two in a row and they'll go to Gold Coast this week and there's a chance they can knock them off.
And can I just say, and I really rate Nat Fyfe, but Harley Reid made Nat Fyfe look a bit slow at the derby.
Wow.
I just think that Harley Reid beat him and I beat him fair and square.
I will say this. I thought Nat Fyfe was brilliant on the weekend. I thought he's played some really good games this year, but his contest work was sensational. He was almost back to the best I've seen Fyfe play. So that's great for him too.
It's bums on seats for the Eagles.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. It seriously is. Like, you
and excited
lock in,
bums.
You, 100%. They're not twitchy. They're excited. But that's why you want to load up on Harley Reid and keep him for life. Yeah. It's obviously then going to be the puzzle of, okay, where does everyone sit in the salary cap?
And of course. And you figure out a way to make it all work. But Gold Coast this week, then they come back and have Essendon on a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. That's going to be another 55,000 people in the game.
Yep.
Huge.
Arj Barker, comedian Arj Barker, he's under fire a little bit at the moment because the Melbourne Comedy Festival was on over the weekend and he was doing his show and a baby was in the front row with its mother. It was about 7 months old. And he apparently had told the mother that she needed to leave. leave with the baby.
Because the baby was upset and crying.
Well,
or making noise.
Apparently, the mum said that the baby was just gurgling. It would have been, you know, the equivalent to a cough. But a lot of particular mothers are online at the moment and really trying to cancel Arj Barker because they were saying, you know, how dare you kick out a mother and her baby when she's just out, she's bought a ticket. But he's sort of come back and been like, well, also it's a 15-plus event. You're not actually meant to have a baby in there. This is what Arj Barker had to say.
I said, I'm really sorry, but the baby can't stay. The woman did not even know that I was serious at first, and she just stood there and she's like, looked at me like, wait, you're not joking? And I said, no, I'm not.
It's caused a debate.
Well, it has caused a debate. And apparently it was really awkward because, yeah, she thought he was joking and he was like, no, I'm serious. Get
I'm
out.
Serious. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye. Anyway, this is what the lady had to say.
Sad that people think that you need to stay home and not be a functioning part of society just because you have children.
No one said that. We're just like, leave your baby at home with the babysitter.
And I get there's mums out there that haven't or might not be able to get babysitters. But this is what I will say, because I've got obviously Frankie at 19 months. I wouldn't take Frankie to a concert or to a comedy act like that purely in respect to everyone else that's bought a ticket and going there. Now, you can't tell me, all right, you can't tell me that this lady did the best thing for the baby by taking it there. She did it, and you know what? I get mums get their own time. You know, you get you time, and that's so important. But she's decided to take a baby, right, to Arj Barker for her, not for the baby, because you'd want to take your baby to the park or to the playground, wouldn't you? That you yeah. baby get something out of
I
it.
I don't think the seven-month-old is like, go Arj, love ya, yeah, like, so you know what I mean?
Not going to get Arj's humour at 6 months.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, so no. Like,
get a heckle from the crowd.
Yeah. Getting heckled by a baby.
Each to their own, but you know, in respect to other people, maybe pick and choose the venues and the bench that you go to.
I suppose if the baby craps its pants, that's a heckle.
Yeah, that's a heckle.
True.
Yeah, this is 133353. When did a baby ruin the vibe? And, you know, I'm in that mode where a lot of my friends have babies, but a lot of us don't. And so every now and again when we go out for like girls' drinks or something and we go there and a couple of them bring the babies, it ruins the vibe.
It actually does.
It yeah. ruins the vibe. I'm sorry, but babies ruin the vibe.
And, you know, our friends at the moment are friends that have got babies because it's actually one of those ones where if we do go and catch up, it's so much easier just have all the babies together.
Yeah, totally.
But all our single friends, they're not inviting us anywhere at the moment because they know, A, we're probably not going to come, and B, we're going to ask if we can bring the baby, which ruins the vibe.
It ruins the vibe. 133353. When did a baby ruin the vibe? Rob's in Morley. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
G'day, Rob. Tell us when the baby ruined the vibe for you.
So our daughter was born 3 months premature in Kyrgyz.
Yep.
When she was well enough to get out of the hospital, I took my wife and my kid to have a dinner out. To firstly, you know, get her out and
sure.
We ordered dinner. Nice. After we ordered dinner, she ended up throwing all over our dinner, so we didn't get dinner.
Oh,
the baby threw up all over your dinner?
As soon as it came out on the table, she threw up all over it after a long 2 months in hospital. So we got no dinner.
Oh, bless.
Rob.
That's so funny. You would have been so looking forward to that meal, I reckon.
We were in hospital for 3 months because she was 3 months premature and she finally was able to come out. So we got nothing out of it except for
I feel for you, Rob. Plate.
Well, good on you, Rob. That's definitely when a baby ruined the vibe. Let's go to Jeff from Two Rocks. Hello.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, good, Jeff. When was it ruined for you?
First baby.
Yep.
It was crook for about 10 weeks until he had an operation and, killed the vibe every night.
But, just because what, it didn't sleep? Yeah. Because it was, like, unwell or what?
Oh, projectile vomiting all over the house.
Yeah, babies do that, Jeff.
Yeah. But were you a little bit we ended up having another one, so it wasn't too bad.
Wasn't too bad second time around? Jeff's bit upset that the baby didn't know how to change its own nappy at like 4 weeks. It's like this thing just keeps shitting itself.
Bloody vibe killer for sure. But as for taking your kid to Arj Barker, like, come on, did she pay for a ticket for it?
No, totally.
Of course well,
that's
not.
A good point. Yeah. Well,
it's a 15-plus event.
That's a really good point.
So he actually said that the staff shouldn't have seated her because she had a baby and it's not old enough to be.
I wonder if the baby had its own seat.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe not. Sean's from Ascot. G'day, Sean.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate.
Hey, Sean, when did a baby ruin the vibe?
Oh, basically, I was on a bit of a holiday. I was actually having a bit of a long flight from Perth to Paris, and it was about a 20-hour flight, and there was a young newborn on the plane. I think it actually might have been sick, and I managed to cry for at least the 18 of the 20-hour flight. And I ended up coming over to Paris with a bit of a sore head and not feeling the best. So.
Oh, yeah. Babies on planes. I mean, they've got to go. And that's totally fine. But you have to admit, every time you get on a plane and you're going to be there for a long time, I always scope out and see the babies and pray to God that I'm not near them. I really do.
Was the parents apologetic, Sean?
Oh, no, not at all. But that's all right.
That's okay.
About a newborn, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
I do feel so sorry for parents with
and so, you're right. Sometimes
kids.
you got to hop on planes. You got to go.
At least like you can put on your headphones and you know kind of switch off. Where the parents are just like, shut up, shut up, shush, shush.
It's enough from you.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone, the Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
Oh, we're doing it again, Embers. But because it's a short week, we thought, you know what? Let's just give this $2,000 away on Wednesday.
Short and sharp. Yeah. So we're going to give away 3 clues, one obviously today, and if you're a little bit late to this, it's really simple. You need to find something silver.
That's it. So we're hiding a silver something somewhere in Perth, and if you're the first to find it, you will automatically win a $2,000 cash.
$2,000. So far there's been a silver football boot.
Then there's been a silver netball.
And that silver netball was found on Friday.
Hello.
Amanda, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I can't believe I just won.
$2,000 coming your way, Amanda. Thanks to Silverstone. Now tell us, you've obviously been listening to all the clues during the week.
I had a bit of an idea because I drive past Cooper Lake every day all the way home from work.
Yep.
Parked at the skate park, I thought I'd hedge my bet. And then I saw your wonderful man with a backpack and I went, that looks like a ball in that backpack.
And isn't Ringo dressed as a bit of an esche at the moment?
Well,
what's he wearing?
I wasn't even wearing. This guy looks shady.
So Amanda from Coogee, shout out, well done. $2,000 all hers. But she played the smart way, so she listened to the clues, had a bit of an idea, and then she just went hunting.
That's exactly right. So listen to the clues and you might be able to find $2,000. Katie, this week's silver item is...
a silver chair.
A silver chair.
Silver chair.
All right, so on Wednesday, after 4:30, you'll be looking for a silver chair. And the clue today is...
it is 45 kilometres south of Perth CBD.
Ooh, wow. Another Southie. I mean, 45K south of Perth. All
I thought we were going to make these clues harder.
Just trying to find out, what is 45K south of Perth? Well... there you go. Clue number one.
Get detectiving, if you want.
Yeah, sleuthy.
Yeah, get sleuthy. That's what I'm looking for.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Esri Seats.
The 2006 Paul Smith medal. There's Andrew Embley of the West Coast Eagles.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Embers All Sports Report.
Let's start with Saturday night's derby. The West Coast Eagles, huge surprise to beat Fremantle by 37 points. Elliot Yeo was best on ground with the Glendinning Ellen Medal. We've spoken about how good Harley Reid was.
Yeah.
Jakey Warden, I'll get to him in a sec, but he was fantastic. But I thought early on in the game, when West Coast were under enormous amount of pressure with all the inside 50 entries that Fremantle were getting, it was Barris and McGovern that really stood up. They were a brick wall back there. So they certainly played a very important part. Now, because there's been so much talk about Harley Reid of the West Coast Eagles in the last 24 hours, it's probably been a good thing for Fremantle because they were very, very disappointing. Sean Darcy, great to see him back playing on Saturday night. He fronted the media today.
But like our starting positions were really good, but when the ball was in front of us, getting there and winning the ball was something that we're really good for the first 5 weeks of the year, but we probably took a backward step on the weekend, and full credit for West Coast. They were hard and they were a bit tough and physical, so they probably showed us up in that. So, we got to reflect and we got to own it. We got to be, Brian Mitchell, and iron what we did wrong.
It's like you're speaking into a voice changer app.
The audio that we had was very, very terrible, so I've had to try and fix it up a bit. But you know, okay. Good on you, Shaunda.
So Shaunda was spot on there. They've been really good around the contest, but they were beaten by West Coast, and I felt they were a little bit reactive around the ball on the weekend. So it was Elliot Yeo, it was Harley Reid, it was Tim Kelly that were first that won the football, and Freo were the ones sort of trying to chase.
Yeah.
At times they lost their structure a bit, which you saw Elliot Yeo and in particular Harley Reid come through the front door. And when you're doing that under no pressure, it gives your forwards every chance and makes your defenders, it is hard to defend. So they need to bounce back. They've been very good, Fremantle, but they've lost two games, obviously, over in Adelaide that they should have won. They should have been undefeated. Now they've lost three in a row. This game this weekend against the Western Bulldogs on Saturday night becomes very, very important because the Bulldogs were very good in the weekend.
And that's at Optus, isn't it?
That'll be their Len Hall tribute game as well. So that should be a huge crowd there as well.
Well, I haven't been at home for 3 weeks now. So Freo supporters, get behind your team. Jakey, the Snakey, the Waterman, fantastic with his 6 goals. He was so good. So on the weekend, right after the game, of course, calling the football for Triple M, we go downstairs. We want to speak to someone. We'd spoken to Harley Reid a few times during the week. So we thought, let's call Jakey Waterman. Now, what a character, what a chat. We're going to play you some of the grab that we heard.
We won't let you get away without one question, mate. Harley Reid's taking the piss, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
Is he as good as we think he is?
I've seen him do some great things so far at training and whatnot, and I don't want to say anything, but, you know, he could be better.
Hey, Jakey, well done, well played, fantastic. And just, I reckon on Monday, go and buy your mum a dress for the Brownlow, because I reckon you're heading there after the last 2 weeks. You'll be getting an invite this year.
Oh, that's a bit stiff from you, thinking I can only get me mum, but...
what a character. How much fun is that?
Backhanded compliments.
You think I can only get me mum? So we put that video up on our Triple M Perth page on Instagram. Go and check it out. It's had 245,000 views.
Nice.
Even Nick Riewoldt texted through and said, wonderful interview. So good stuff there. And finally, a little bit of Formula One over the weekend, Katie. The Chinese Grand Prix yesterday was won by Max
Verstappen.
Max Verstappen. Congratulations to him.
Good on
our own Dan Ricciardo, though, he got crashed out. He wasn't very happy, Dan. So he had this to say: apparently, I'm an idiot, and it was my fault. So that made my blood boil. I'm doing my best not to say what I really want to say, but F that guy.
Oh.
Okay. So that's referring to Stroll. He was the other driver that crashed into him, and Stroll called Ricciardo an idiot. No one calls our Ricciardo an idiot.
Yeah, no
the
way.
It wasn't done, Craig. He's ours.
He so sure is.
Let him go.
Also, the Fever beat Sunshine Coast Lightning by 25 goals.
That was the first game of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, second game for them because they played over East last
first
week.
Home
but,
game.
Yeah, yes. First home game. But they've had 2 wins, 20-plus goals.
They're the team to beat, Fever.
With good reason.
Go, girls.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isry Seats. Should also make mention the Western Force had a win on the weekend.
That was their first one of the year, too.
Second win of the week.
Well, there you go. Emma's loves his force as well.
They beat last year's champions, the Crusaders. So
who won the darts over the weekend?
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. South are smashing the North 30-20.
It ain't over till it's over, though.
When is it over?
Hopefully the Northians.
When North put the white flag up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what it's getting to now. We do have somebody from the North, sort of northeast, we're calling it. Hayley is from Mundaring. Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
Well, Mundaring is technically north of the river.
Yeah. Is it? No, is it south of the river? Anyway, northeast.
I'll take anyone.
Hayley's smart.
Our first northeast
person. Representing the north because we need Hayley.
We do. Hayley. We need Hayley. Are you feeling switched on, Hales?
Not
enough. You're not feeling us with confidence, but that's okay. All right, well, you are taking on, Maddie from Success. It says it in the title. He's representing the south. He's been successful in the past. Hello, Maddie.
G'day, team. The rush hour just gets more cleverer with me on the radio.
You know what? I like it, Maddie. I like it. It's confident. It's, there's a little bit of Harley Reid about you. Yeah. Swagger.
Until he said more clever. But that's
about Harley Reid. I'm a Fremantle man.
Oh, let's keep talking about Harley Reid in that case. Let's go. $100 on the line thanks to New Wealth. Make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth. Haley, your buzzer is North. Maddie, your buzzer is South. First to 2 points is the winner and gets a point on the board for their side of the river. Question one.
It's a multiple choice question. Which team member of the rush hour with Embers and Katie ditched this morning's team building exercise at an escape room? Is it
South.
A? South.
It's got Embers written all over it.
Maddie, you wouldn't believe
so
it.
So, Hayley, you're down to one. It's not Embers out of Embers and Katie. So, who could it be?
Katie.
Oh, I mean,
100%. Congratulations, and North. Oh, North are on the ball.
I loved how Katie just quickly wanted to read that question just to
to stop you from possibly digging in
maybe.
Further.
All right, Maddie, you need this to stay in the game.
Okay.
Which two football teams traditionally play each other on Anzac Day?
South.
Oh.
Hang on.
Hang on.
I'm going to have to go to our adjudicator, who is slightly biased, but still.
Just check the tape, guys. You wouldn't believe it. South got in first.
I don't know if that's true.
Is that right?
It's on the tape, yeah. Tape
okay.
doesn't lie.
We're going with Maddie from Success. Maddie?
Collingwood and Essendon.
Collingwood and Essendon.
South are on the board.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Haley not very happy, but it is the decider now.
Haley, I'll take this to the Supreme Court if we need to, or the High Court, or whichever one court we need to if we really need to.
All right.
All right, this here we go. It's a multiple choice question again. Name one of the two massive American bands who performed in Perth over the weekend.
South.
Oh.
South for the win.
Live.
Live. And you would be correct with live. Congratulations, Maddie.
The clouds. Maddie down one, nearly never gave up.
Oh, good on you, Maddie.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Maddie. And thanks for playing, Hayley. You started very well. I want to see Hayley play again, actually.
So do I. Well, we need a redemption round for Hayley.
And I want to recheck the tape. If I
want to recheck
the
tape.
I think we actually need to get Hayley back tomorrow. If he's screwed up down over there, our South producer.
Yeah.
If he has screwed up here.
We are definitely going back to the tape for you, Hayley. That's for sure.
I said, yeah, there will be.
Listen, look, I'm just a man. I'm just a man from the South, from Cardinia, you know? Just
yeah, South, exactly right.
Right now, 133.53. When did you say she'll be right?
This is the most hardcore story. So a surfer in his late 20s, he was in Exmouth over the weekend. He was surfing and he got bitten on the foot by a shark.
Oh.
So then he's gone, yeah, she'll be right. So drove himself to the local hospital, to which the hospital was like, my good God, we need to airlift you now to Perth and get you into surgery immediately.
So old mate's gone surfing. He's been bitten by a shark.
Yeah.
Probably caught another four waves while he's out there.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Yeah. And he's decided, I'll head in, probably get another Band-Aid.
I'll drive
no Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Go down to the local pub, have a beer.
Exactly.
Right, mate says, mate, listen, you're going to have to get out of here because you're bleeding all over the floor. Maybe time to go and check it out.
I mean, driving yourself to hospital after literally being bitten by a shark.
Well done.
I don't know what his name is, but I love him.
I feel like there'd be a few of our listeners that would have done something silly like this before.
133.53. When did you say she'll be right?
Well, I remember when years ago my middle son, Lux, he was with me and Katie. He was at the playground running around, jumping around. Ended up falling down, right? And he came up to us and said, oh, listen, you know, my arm's a bit sore. And I was like, oh, you know, you'll be okay, mate. And he goes, no, it's really sore, Dad, really sore. And I said, should we take you to the doctor? He goes, nah, Dad's fine. You know, I'll be right. You know, I'll be good. Don't worry about it. You know, it's all good. I just want to keep playing with you guys. And then 2 weeks later, he said, Dad, I think it's really sore. So we ended up going and checking it out.
Oh, no.
He had broken his arm.
He's broken his arm.
Yeah. So we said she'll be right. He said she'll be right. And it didn't get better for 2 weeks. It was a broken arm.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it was in a plaster after that. She'll be right.
She'll be right.
Lisa's from Lockridge. G'day, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Lisa. She'll be right. What happened?
About first 10 minutes into a junior football game, my son hurt his hand, came off, grabbed an ice pack, said, you'll be right, went out, played the full game of footy.
Yep.
The next day, his hand was double the size it should be, and he actually broke her into place.
Oh, she'll be right.
She'll be right. He's a tough kid. How old is your young fella, Lisa?
He's 21 now, but he was probably about 12 at the time.
Oh, tough. Bless him.
Hard. Love
it. He is a tough nut.
They
like
do
it,
breed
Lisa.
Them tough out there in Lockridge. Good on you, Lisa. Mitch is from Gozzies. G'day, Mitch. Welcome back to you.
How are we, guys?
Oh, Mitch is the number one ticket holder for the rush hour. She'll be right. Mitch, what happened?
Look, I'm a mechanic, so I often use the phrase she'll be right because I push my cars to the limit of not wanting to fix them. Mrs's car was making some noise for quite some time and I ignored it and said she'll be right. And then she broke down at a shopping centre car park on a 45-degree day, so I had to fix it.
And you're a mechanic, Mitch. Jeez. If your missus is complaining that her car needs to be fixed and the fact that you're a mechanic going, she'll be right, that just shows that you're very busy, mate. When you go home, you don't want to do anything that's got anything to do with work.
That's exactly right, and I know how far I can push it.
Yeah, and bad karma as well because he had to fix that on a 45-degree day. That is gross. Let's go to Liam in Clarkson. Hello.
G'day, legends.
G'day, Liam. She'll be right, mate.
Yeah, not quite right. I had a little bit of a – done myself a mischief at work. I tripped over a step and jarred me right knee. Thought, oh, no, I should be right. And had a bit of a sit-down moment for about half an hour until I started realising, geez, it's starting to hurt a little bit more than it should.
Starting to blow up.
Two days later, I was at the ED and getting some scans done and they said, no, you've done yourself more than just a mischief. A few scans later, I'm looking at a high tibial osteotomy, which means it's the next step down from a full knee replacement.
Oh, my God, just from tripping over a stair.
Yeah, guys, when you get older, you're stuck in a little bit more fragile.
Oh, God, hope it's all right. How did it go, Liam? Is it still giving you grief?
I'm still grieving, still hurting. I'm looking at an operation late May, so I've got to walk around like a pirate.
And I bet Liam's the kind of guy that just keeps pushing it back and just keeps saying,
she'll be right. David is in Morley. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, David. Tell us when she'll be right, mate.
It was a long time ago. I was doing security and I was working night shift and I threw my pants on the floor in the morning. I was like, oh, yeah, better go to bed, turn the light off. I thought, oh, I forgot to turn the light off. My pants were on the floor and the belt buckle was standing straight up.
Oh, no.
I ran to the bed and I thought, oh, and I stepped on the belt. I was like, ah. I thought, oh, she'll be right. I just got to sleep and I'll get some, like, you know, shut eye.
Yep.
Tonight I'll sort it out.
Oh, no.
And I was like in bed and I was thinking, no, this isn't good. This isn't good. I wake up the next morning or the next night, sorry, the next night. Wake up the next night and, okay, there's a lot of pain. I was walking on my heel for a few days. And then a long, thin blue line started travelling up my leg.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, this isn't good at all. And I thought, oh, no, I'll leave it. And then I thought, she'll be right. And I thought, nah, it's not right. Where's the doctors? Severe tetanus infection.
Oh, my Lord.
It was going all the way to my heart. They said, if you didn't come and see us, you would have had some serious complications.
Oh,
David. I feel like there were so many signs where you should have gone to the doctors and you kept on saying she'll be right.
I ignored them all.
That is hardcore.
You ever heard of a thing called a Band-Aid? Have you ever used one of those Band-Aids before, David?
I thought I had a tetanus infection, like, you know, injection. I was like, you know, oh, it'll go away. And the blue line starts going up from the infection all the way up, like, my ankle, up my leg, up my thigh. And I was like, oh, this isn't good.
And still did nothing about it.
Good call. Thanks, David.
Good on you, David.
Sean's from Williams. Farmer Sean, how are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, how you
going? Hey, Sean. She'll be right. What happened?
I was actually on a hunting trip by myself up in Northampton with my two dogs.
Yep.
And, I had a bit of a blue and accidentally put a knife into my leg, into my thigh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Managed to get myself bandaged up, packed up and get out of there and decided that I didn't really want to park at the Geraldton Hospital because I was by myself and I had my two dogs and I couldn't leave my two dogs on the back of the ute because I was in a bit of strife, so I'd probably be in the hospital for a while.
Yep.
So decided to keep driving. I sort of thought, well, if I don't start feeling dizzy because I'd lost a fair bit of blood, I should be all right. So I drove 7 hours home. and went to the local hospital, and they pretty well sent me back to Perth to have surgery because I'd knocked a bit of bone off my femur.
Yep.
And was still floating around in there, so
I had to
get it out. So I just wanted to look after my dogs. So
I love
that. For the dogs.
And as a dog owner myself, I appreciate it. But seriously, Sean, my God.
And there's a lot of people listening going, you know what, I probably don't blame you for not stopping in Geraldton in the first place. Stacey's from Pierra Waters. G'day, Stacey.
Hello to Geraldton.
Hello, Triple M 98.1 who are listening right now. Geraldton, yeah, good on you, mate. Hello, Stacey.
Hey, Stacey. How are you?
She'll be right. Stacey, what happened?
It was a couple of Christmases ago. I was swimming in our mother-in-law's pool and coming down the slide, and they have a German Shepherd that goes a little bit hypo when you're swimming.
Yep.
And she, we're not sure if it was her tooth or a claw got me in the hip.
Oh.
And it sort of felt a bit like, oh, what was that? And I swam around for a bit and then sort of got out the pool, and my husband sort of opened it up and was all sort of a bit mincy sort of hanging out.
Ow.
So we thought we'll go to the hospital and or to the doctors. It was Christmas Day, mind you. So we went there and, 10 stitches later, and the doctor honestly didn't believe it was from a dog. I think he thought, like, I'd been stabbed. He just didn't believe it.
But, oh, my gosh, yeah, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, it didn't hurt, but I just really didn't want to go to the doctors. I don't like needles.
Well, Christmas Day as well, Stace. You're having a fun time with the family around the pool.
Better things to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
She'll be right.
I reckon Christmas Day would be a busy day for a lot of people in.
In emergency?
Oh, emergency, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
A lot of incidents on Christmas Day, I reckon.
Christmas, Easter, they'd both be terrible days.
Yeah. Lots of alcohol, lots of food.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Something goes in the wrong spot.
Tomorrow, more than 80 schools across WA are set to be affected by a planned half-day strike by teachers.
Hang on. Teachers, they just got back from their school holiday. They want another day off, do they?
So the Department of Education said the stop work action will begin at the start of the school day. Most will be back by 12:30 p.m. ready to teach. They just want to push for a 12% pay increase over the next 2 years. I think the government have offered 11% pay increase over the next 3 years. So good luck to all the teachers out there. It's funny looking back at it because remember back in the day when you're at school, if anything happened and you got a free random day off school, you're like, yes!
I know.
But now for parents, you're like, no.
Hang on. Teachers, you got to be there. I totally agree with you. You should be getting all the money in the world. Yes. But can you do it on the weekend? I need to send my kids somewhere tomorrow. And they can't be with me at home. I've just come off a two-week holiday with them. Please.
I mean, it's smart, isn't it? Because it's a short week anyway.
Yeah.
And then they're going to chuck in a little strike as well on a Tuesday.
But this is why they're doing it, because they want the parents to respond and go, no, don't do this.
No, that's exactly right.
Give them more money.
Yes. And without getting sort of too deep with you guys, I believe that the best gift you can give any kid is an education. So therefore, right, the smartest people in the world, right, should be the teachers that are educating our kids. So therefore, they should be remunerated very, very well. Wow.
Did you get an education? No, you didn't go to year five, actually.
I missed out on year five. Yeah. That's right.
That's
so I did year four twice, skipped year five, went straight to year six. Apparently you learn a bit in year five.
Oh, it was the biggest year out of all the years.
You learn how to say remunerated. That's why. I mean, that helps.
You
were very
close.
Good at
I was going really
mental
well.
Maths, just, though.
Yeah, mental maths, yeah.
But if I was your teacher, I'd definitely go on strike.
No, yeah, if I was your teacher, I'd still have you in year four.
Good one. It's the end of the
world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.